From the WCYB Digital Radio Newsroom, this week's Hack Blotter. Richard Yuan Lee was sentenced to 3 years of probation and 100 hours of community service for his role in a SIM swap scam that targeted at least 40 people, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. Lee, a 21-year-old resident of Hercules, California, was additionally sentenced to pay restitution in the amount of $61,117.50 and pay a mandatory $100 special assessment fee. A SIM swap scam is a cellular phone account takeover fraud that results in the routing of a victim's incoming calls and text messages to a different phone. Once a perpetrator is able to swap the SIM card, it is likely he is able to obtain access to a victim's various personal accounts, including email accounts, bank accounts, and cryptocurrency accounts, as well as any other accounts that use two-factor authentication. From the Wall Street Journal, a top employee at BitMEX has pleaded guilty in New York to failing to put in place an anti-money laundering program at the cryptocurrency derivatives exchange, joining three co-founders who previously admitted to violations of U.S. law. Prosecutors say Gregory Dwyer was involved in BitMEX's flouting of U.S. anti-money laundering rules. As part of a plea deal, Dwyer will pay a $150,000 fine. BitMEX itself entered a $100 million settlement with U.S. regulators in 2021. The former owner of a T-Mobile retail store in Eagle Rock, California, was found guilty by a jury of 14 federal criminal charges related to a scheme to enrich himself by stealing T-Mobile employee credentials and illegally accessing the company's internal computer systems to illicitly unlock and unblock cell phones, the U.S. Department of Justice reports. 44-year-old Argishti Kudavarian allegedly advertised his fraudulent unlocking services through brokers, email solicitations, and websites such as unlocks247.com. Kudavarian obtained $25 million as a result of his criminal activities, most of which was used to pay illegally for real estate properties. For the latest cybercriminal arrests and convictions, visit hackblotter.com. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.